Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
We committed two penalties before halftime, and we gave them some life with the penalties. I don't think it changed because of the quarterback.
How inexcusable is it for a penalty to happen on a two-point conversion try like that?
It was inexcusable on a few penalties that happened. To give them life before the half, we had two of them there. We had one on a two-point conversion and we had no business having, and we let them back in the game with some key penalties, and it cost us. And we lost our composure, and I told the team that we lost our composure, and we should be pissed off up until we play the game next weekend, and that's the way it's going to be, but we'll get back. We're going to have a good football team, and we'll get back to work on Monday, and we'll get ready for Jacksonville.
It seems like the penalties have been kind of a continual issue for you guys, and this isn't just like a one-game thing. So why do you think this keeps happening?
I mean, everybody get penalties. You don't want them at crucial times, and we got them at crucial times, and we let them back in the ball game and gave them life, and that can't happen. And we'll address it on Monday.
Do you think that the hurry up with Baker caused problems for you?
I don't think it was a hurry-up at all. I don't think it was a hurry-up. I thought guys got gassed in the second half, and we didn't do the same thing. They were the same plays. Give the guy credit. He played well, and we didn't do the things in the second half we did in the first half.
Did you have a game plan for Baker, or did you have two?
It was the same plays. We knew what the quarterbacks were. We knew one ran more than the other. He just did a good job, and we didn't.
How much of the lack of composure, Todd, falls on you?
I'm taking the whole ball game. This whole ball game falls on me.
Did you think the 3 games in 11 days caught up for you guys in the second half?
No, I didn't. I thought we lost our composure.
You said you think you have a good football team.
I said we will have a good football team.
What makes you say that?
We do some good things. We just got to be consistent.
How did you think Sam played tonight?
I thought he battled. Obviously, the two interceptions at the end of the ball game, when we knew they knew we were going to pass and everything was on the line, I really don't look at. But I thought he battled, and I thought he took care of the football for the most part, and he gave us a chance. We got to help him out more.
When you say about the loss of composure, are you referring specifically to the penalties, or were there?
No, not even the penalties. I just thought we lost our composure in doing the things we did right in the first half. We didn't do right in the second half, and there was a guy here or there, and they were the same plays, and we were either out of a gap, we were out of position in the zone, or we didn't block the right guy, or we didn't do the right thing all the way around, and they were the same things we've been running.
Do you think guys thought the game was over at 14-0?
No, they did not.
Reportedly, there were a couple players before the game that were saying you guys just didn't want to be the team that lost to the Browns. We talked to the 1-32 and into this game. So did you have to say anything to them after the game because of the fact that this was a loss to a team?
Well, I don't want to lose to anybody, so the fact that we lost to them is no different than losing to New England or anybody else. I don't like to lose games, period, and they don't either, so it didn't really matter who we lost to. We're pissed that we lose.
Penalties happen, like holding penalties and things like that, but what Isaiah did after the touchdown, what do you have to say about that?
That was inexcusable. We addressed it. It will never happen again.
Was it the blitzing that caused some problems? You couldn't really get the ball down. There were some effective short passes, but Sam seemed to be able to get it.
They had a good scheme for him, and he had time to get the ball downfield, and they had it covered at times, but I thought he made some good decisions most of the way. We just got to help him out more.
Are you worried about the offensive line? This is kind of the second week in a row that Sam's been under constant duress.
No, I'm not worried about the offensive line. I thought those guys battled. I thought they opened up some holes and ran the ball well. We just got to be consistent.
Todd, was Robbie fighting for extra yards on the punt? He looked like a similar play last week.
He made a cut. The guy made a good play. We got to learn to know when to get down when we're in traffic, and the guy made a good strip on him.
On the two-point conversion, we've seen that obviously in a bigger game, but any way to prepare for something like that? Or
it was more the coverage than the play. We were on different pages and the coverage was blown.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.